It's the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, Dr. Michelle Eller, in studio for this edition. Dr. Eller, school is officially back into session.
Yes.
We have rolled in for a week now, and I think things are going well.
Things are going extremely well.
Yeah. And so now our sights focus, now that, you know, we're going to be here 2 weeks-ish, you know, before we get into football season and then all of the excitement with that. And with that, you brought in head coach Chris Smelly.
Yes, I did.
So good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you, there's a lot been, that's been going on with both of you at the helm of things for the off season in the summertime. Some several projects that have been taking place. Some of those, you know, Coach Smelly's brainchilds, if you will, of course, with your blessing. So where do we begin on all of this? Where do we start?
I say we talk about the new Aggie Performance Center. I mentioned it on air before.
Yes,
that was one of our summer projects, and just let Coach Smelly share a little bit about his vision for that.
Yeah.
And the exciting event that's going to take place next Tuesday as it pertains to the center. And then, of course, we can talk about the community-wide pep rally as well.
Absolutely. Okay, so, Coach, so the Aggie Performance Center, this is a project that I know you have been passionate about since really you got here last year. And over the last 8 years since I've been here, and at least since Jeremy has been here, we have not seen many improvements to the field house and the performance facilities at Legion Stadium. And so this is something that I know is a big motivator for you as not only a coach, but also as a school system employee and as a community citizen, to be able to see the fruits of your labor and for your team to be motivated to be able to be better performers on the field and off. But it's not just for the football team. It's also for other athletes as well. Talk about what this idea, where this came from, and how you've been able to get it and bring it to fruition.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask any high school coach, whether football, baseball, basketball, volleyball, softball, you know, the work that you do in the off season and preparing for your season in the weight room and training is vital to your success. And so when I took this job just a little over a year ago now, just looking at what were our needs, what are the areas that would make the biggest impact in getting our programs up to where we all want them to be. For me, you know, being football is kind of the one that I'm overseeing most. And we were definitely behind with our weight room. It had been over 20 years since there'd been any improvements made on it. And we had, the space was there with our field house, and you know, there's just some little tinkering and changing that needed to happen. And so I went and met with Dr. Eller and kind of spelled out a vision of how we could transform the space and make it a state-of-the-art performance center, is what we're calling the Aggie Performance Center, that could house not just our football players and their needs, but also all of our sports having access to and be able to use it year-round. And so really we knocked out some walls, we opened up some space, we made a bigger square footage area, and have installed a state-of-the-art weight room, training facility that is going to benefit so many of our student athletes in a positive way.
So there's a lot to unpack there. And just for clarification purposes, when you hear Aggie Performance Center, we're not talking about theater.
Right.
We're talking about athletics. Right. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and maybe a little politically incorrect, if I may, for a second. Your investment in that vision of being able to say this is not just involving and benefiting the football team, but for all athletes that need this space, is something that is refreshing that has not been said or heard in a very long time, if not ever, at least since I've been here. So I'm going to applaud you on that one and your backing on that. So what are the features when you walk in that you look at and say, just wow, this is really great?
Well, to me, when you walk in the field house now versus when I first arrived, it's clean. I'll mention that.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Clean.
Doesn't always smell good, though.
It
we
is.
Try.
It's bright. You know, we've got it painted with the Aggie colors. It's bright. It hits you when you come in. And then, of course, as you walk into the performance area where they are, you know, doing their weight training, you've got all new weights in there. They've got our logo on it. They've got our name on it. It's nice. It's organized. It's neat. The athletes know how to utilize the equipment, how to take care of the equipment, and it's just exciting to see. And that's not the only area that was redone in there, but mm-hmm. you know, when you walk in, it's wow.
Yeah. What are you most proud of?
For me, it's kind of the ability for our student athletes to be able to take pride in something, like to say, this is mine, this is ours, this is where we train, this is where we work. And then wanting them to sort of have the pride of taking care of it and investing into seeing themselves being invested into, and then wanting to, you know, go all in for their sports, go all in for each other, go all in for our school. So it's super exciting. It makes it just a different feel when you walk in. It's a different environment. It feels different. The kids are excited just seeing their faces and the way that they've responded so far to being in that facility, which we've only been using for about 2 weeks now. It's really great, and it's gonna pay off for all of our athletic programs for years down the road.
And I will say, you know, this was made possible through funding from our city and the ad valorem money. You know, the ad valorem money that we receive is set back for facility upgrades. So without those funds, we could not have made this happen.
And that's your discretion on what facilities?
Correct.
That
correct.
Goes to.
So the CSFO, Mr. Osborne and I met. We met with Coach Smelly several times to see what we could do, what we couldn't do. And what really sold us was it wasn't just for football. You know, we could make this kind of investment if it's going to impact numerous athletes,
yeah,
and teams. And so that was one of the things that really sold us, is that we can make this impact for lots of athletes.
So there's going to be a ribbon cutting next Tuesday at 6:40.
Yes, it'll be after our board meeting. We're actually going to have our board meeting that evening at the high school, so we'll already be close on site.
In proximity. That's great. So that's at 6:40 next Tuesday. It's going to be at the field house at Legion Stadium. And then after that, there's going to be a community-wide pep rally and a new event, also another idea from Coach Smelly. So meet the teams. It's a community pep rally for all sports. Coach, what is this all about?
This is just a way to recognize all of our fall sports athletes, volleyball, cheer, dance, football, cross country. Hopefully I'm not leaving out
band.
Any band,
mm-hmm.
And them getting to perform.
Dance line,
them getting to perform, getting recognized. You know, and a lot of times, like, different layers of sports don't really get to spend a lot of time seeing all the work that other people do, you know. And so it's our football program's able to see the band out there and see them performing and see them recognized. And so, you know, all of our students do so much work. I mean, it's almost like each sport now is a year-round. You're doing something year-round.
Right.
You're fully involved. You're fully invested. And so I think it's nice to recognize that those athletes for that.
And we've really tried to cultivate a family community feel for our sporting events. We want families to come. We want our community to come. And so when Coach Smelly mentioned this last year doing it, I was like, yes, immediately. I mean, there's no question. Yes. Anytime that we can get our community to rally together and see what we're doing, we know it's going to impact our students.
Yeah. And like you said earlier about the Performance Center, this also gives them a sense of pride as well, because they're there seeing other peers that are playing sports or involved in these extracurricular activities, and also with their parents. And I mean, it's just a good networking and fellowship time to be able to have with each other. So also applaud you on that. So that's a great idea to be able to have that, a community event. So it's all happening next Tuesday, August 20th, 6:40 for the ribbon cutting at the Aggie Performance Center, and then immediately following at 7, you've got the Meet the Teams community pep rally at Legion Stadium. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a fun night.
Yes, we want everyone to come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great way to kick off the season, and of course, that and just a few days after that, kicking off high school football at Coosa Central.
At Coosa Central next Friday at 7 o'clock. We're ready for it. Been working hard all summer, and our guys are ready to go.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be great. Anything I'm missing before we go?
Nope, we're just excited.
You have the last word.
We're excited to be here, and I'm just so grateful for our community. And like I said, this is the second week of school. Things are going rocking and rolling great, and we couldn't do it alone. So just grateful for the community that we have and our parents, ensuring our students are at school each and every day.
Good deal. Awesome. Yes. Dr. Michelle Eller, thank you so much. Coach Chris Smelly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Go Aggies. We'll see you next week.
Go Aggies.